I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The United States recently told Cambodia to undo its dissolution of the country's main opposition party, the Cambodia National Rescue Party. That dissolution has made Cambodia, once again, a one-party state. We talked with the Cambodian pastor who shares.
We are afraid that this country will go back to killing field time, led by one person, led by one party, and he can do whatever he wants. He not follow the law of the country.
During that time, nearly 2 million people were killed for opposing the government or being considered useless. Despite a closing door, though, Asian Access has a way to keep helping the Cambodian church. Would you pray for the believers' safety, boldness, and their ability to be salt and light to their nation? And some ministries choose to focus on one specific angle of missions. Others dabble a bit in everything. That's where Horizons International sits at the crossroads in Lebanon.
We have Muslim ministry on the field. We have international student ministry in about 10 different locations in the U.S. We also have training ministry, which is engaging Islam. And then we also have biblical missiology, which has a website called biblicalmissiology.org and a forum of scholars and mission practitioners from around the world.
Pierre Hosny says none of that can happen without the power of prayer and a God who listens.
Pray for the church in the Middle East. Pray that the church in the Middle East would respond to the crises by standing up and preaching the gospel even more.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Ruchanka Padidi. Sometimes we just need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. Get your copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.